You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. In the first segment, oh man, we talk about Mexican stars coming in. Some rumored, some guaranteed already signed. We also talked to David DeLuper,
who's doing
a little bit of NBA stuff, but it kind of has something to do with soccer.
30 for 30 for 30.
Yep.
And then in the second segment, we're talking to Uri Rozel of Orlando City. We had a great time talking to him.
Great guy, all the time.
He's out there in Orlando. He had just come back from the MLS Rookie Symposium, you know,
teaching the youth.
Teaching the youths that they take care of y'all chicken. He said that originally.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch took it from him.
Take care of your chicken.
And your mentals. All right. Yeah. So all this and more today on the Cooligans.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the Cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Yeah, baby.
Boom, back in New York.
Ha! No more cat trying to get in front of the camera.
That or a dog nibbling at your toes. Yeah,
that was kind of cool, actually.
I shouldn't have put peanut butter all over them. My bad.
Glad I did, though. I just dropped some. Decided not to pick it up. Oh, I'm back in New York, baby.
That's right. Welcome back. Yeah, Alexis was in Los Angeles last week.
For three weeks,
yes.
It was a lot. It was a long time.
That's okay. Yeah, it was good. I hope you enjoyed your vacation, enjoyed your break from New York City weather.
No, it was kind of cold there the whole time anyway. I think there was like one or two days where it was hot in New York. So
all right,
not even really a vacation. The only vacation was taking the subway. I didn't take the subway. That was it.
Okay, I guess it was pointless to go then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why you have the city out there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians who host the funniest soccer show that you have ever witnessed.
Damn right. But it's not just that.
It's not just that.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
It is that.
It is. It's,
but it also happens to be the gulliest soccer show of all time.
And that's right. And that's what that shirt says, because a lot of people are curious.
Right. And I'm also wearing the same shirt, so I closed my jacket.
Initially, we were just going to have Alexis just stand behind me the entire time.
And
but
just
no.
Hold a bunch of scars, dude. I'm the tree now, dog. You got demoted.
No, but the tree is funnier.
It's never bombed.
So, yes, welcome back. You were not only were you in LA doing stand-up shows, you were also doing
I almost did more podcasts than I did stand-up, really. So many LAFC podcasts.
And an LA Galaxy.
I won LA Galaxy and a generic, like a general podcast.
Yeah, but it is.
I did like a comedy podcast. I did a lot of podcasts. A lot of podcasts happening in Los Angeles.
But it is cool because what usually happens whenever we travel, we'll go to whatever city and we'll try to do stand-up shows or we'll try to get on podcast that other comedians host,
right?
But the cool thing about what we do is could be like, yo, soccer community.
Yeah, I get to go to the homes of some of our fans because that's where they be doing their podcast out of.
Look, we can't all be in nice little studios like this.
What's up, Nana?
We all started.
Yo, I get it, and I love it. I mean, I said it on a couple of the podcasts. Like when you and I travel to places, we make it a point to try to work with some podcasts that are newer or like, you know, what people really didn't really do for us when we started.
Sure.
Which is like, you know, just maybe if we can add a couple extra fans.
Kind of guide us, you know, like a Harvey Weinstein.
Right. Yeah,
kind of help. Just help guide you.
You know, just a little, you scratch my back and I'll scratch but yours.
No,
but obviously.
No, that's a terrible, he's a terrible man.
Again, Christian said that, not me.
Look, it's topical. Yeah. We all get it. Everybody's
Speaking
having a good time.
Of topical. but whatchamacallit, it was a lot of fun, dude. You know, just getting to meet like people's significant others and you know, like when the podcaster would like leave the room or something, they'd be like, they're so excited you're here. You know, like that kind of stuff is really dope.
Yeah, I guess it is sweet. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Shouts to Defenders of the Bank, which I have up here. Really cool. They gave us these pins, which we should show on camera. We're going to put on social media, where some of the money, it's from an artist from like Watts and Englewood. And some of that money goes back into the community, like half of that money. So if you buy one of those pins, which we're all about.
That's so dope. Yeah, yeah. But you did Defenders of the Bank. You did Shoulder to
Shoulder.
Yes.
Which is really dope. I did
Corner of the Galaxy.
Corner of the Galaxy I called into. I did mention Defenders of the Bank, which is the one that free play. There was another one I did. FCFC.
Okay.
Which was dope. It was like in a backyard.
Oh.
These dudes are like just smoking weed and drinking tea. Like there's like a microphone. Like they gave me Hennessy. Shouts to FCFC.
Yo, thank God Fubo doesn't do any drug testing, bro. You gotta love it.
I mean, I didn't smoke, but I definitely had that Henny. Anything is possible. Also drove afterwards, so I only took a couple sips of the Henny. No, that's why I'm like, I didn't get drunk.
Okay. Yo, it, like, sounded like you were, it sounded like you were saying I drove drunk.
No. They were like, have more. I'm like, don't y'all drive in this city? Why are y'all drinking so much? But it was like a backyard where they had like a house in the backyard, like a small, like a kind of almost like a studio apartment in the backyard, like built on its own. And they were like, I was like, I have to use the bathroom. Like, just use that one. And the bathroom is bigger than my bathroom in my apartment. I'm like, this is in their backyard. There's just too much space in Los Angeles. But that was dope. And then I did the Urban Pitch podcast, which was really cool. Remember that? Went to that party and they did the article on us. That was really cool. And I did Kyle Ayers, Never Seen It podcast.
Yeah, that was a cool one. Yeah, you did the show Succession.
Right.
So if you don't know, there's a podcast called Never Seen It. It was a comedian friend of ours, Kyle Ayers, who hosts it. And it's basically,
he gets other comedians to write a 5 to 7 page script on movies or shows you've never seen. And I've never seen Succession.
Yeah, I haven't either.
No. So I was trying to find something. Like I said, what about The Joker? And he was like, we're releasing that one tomorrow.
Yeah,
like someone already did that. And Star Wars I've never seen. And they're like, no, we've done like 8 Star Wars because a lot of people haven't seen it. So I was like trying to find something. He's like, dude, do a TV show. Not enough people do TV shows. And I'm like, well, what show's really popular that I haven't seen? And I was like, I didn't want to do like Young Sheldon or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, really?
I'm not watching that garbage.
You know, I thought you were a fan, to be honest.
Big fan.
But Big then I realized theory, you know?
Everyone's talking about Succession, and our friend of ours, the reason I remember this, because our friend Nori Davis was on
is
it.
In it, yeah.
And he posted the clip and I was like, I've never seen this show. So I'll watch the trailer.
Okay.
I saw his clip. I kind of feel like I know what it's about, and I wrote it, and immediately it went to where you think it would go.
Sure.
Yeah. I made it into 2 words, suck session. So you get it. You know, Harvey Weinstein was a pretty great reference before.
Yes. He needs a walker now for some reason. Yeah. Anyway, what a terrible human being. I want to start the show the way we always love to start it, by showing love to people who show love to us.
That's right.
And we have a review from one of our listeners that I appreciated, we'll get it on the screen in a second, but this is
I love the title of it.
Yes. Yeah, because it did you even see the movie, the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I did not know that it was a reference to that.
Well,
so the answer is no.
So
because I love it because I've never heard Gullyverse before.
Okay.
And I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's a great movie. You should watch it.
Probably not gonna.
But
I saw one Spider-Man and there was a scene and it was like Tobey Maguire was still the Spider-Man. Okay. And they're like, there's a marching band and he's just by himself mimicking the marching band. And I was like, I'm out. Like, just from that one scene, it was so corny. I was like, I'm done with it.
So this is from S. Matei. I think it's Sean Matei, if I'm not mistaken. Enter the Gullyverse. Right. That's the title. 5 stars on iTunes.
Of course, or else we don't read it.
Exactly. Rules are rules. And so, the review says 2020 is a year of great things. And I started by finally joining the Gully Squad. Well done. Well done.
All your resolutions are done. You did it.
Wrap it up. This show is what gets me through my drive to and from work. Alexis and Christian provide the most honest, funny, and gully podcast to listen to for all things soccer and the occasional poop story.
Hey.
But for real, these are the best people in the soccer world, and they would they could not be more important for soccer in this country. Congrats on the TV show, and here's to another successful year for the Cooligans.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Shouts to you, S. Mateo 25.
So, yes, make sure you leave a review on iTunes if you're interested or the podcast app, because we're currently at like 605 reviews. We need 700.
We're trying
Why
to get
not?
To that 700. And of course, if you leave a funny or dope or sentimental review, we go and read it, unless it's not 5 stars, in which case we actually hit like Mark is obscene or whatever that is. So that it's gone.
We don't need that kind of energy in our life.
It's positive vibes only.
And we also got an unboxing, an unbagging, an unpackaging to do today. And this is great. And I know.
Show the bag itself, because this is the first time the bag has been adorned.
Yes. The bag in itself is a gift, right? And we clearly see Cuauhtémoc Blanco over here.
And it says Blanco's reaction after seeing the new badge.
Okay, so Cuauhtémoc clearly not too happy. This is from the Chicago Fire.
And then on the other side, we have
Dax McCarty, who also played for the Chicago Fire, right. Now going to Nashville.
Congratulations on no longer pronouncing it Chicago. You've really learned.
It's look, I'll say it however I want to say it.
You used to say Chicago Fire. And I was like, thank you, Cristian Polanco.
Okay, so we got Scar. So I know this is from.
Looks like a half and half.
This is from Nicole. Nicole Hack. Who is she's the chair. Yeah.
And I don't get it. Oh, I guess they're like in unity here. It says against hate, which
I mean
let's hope, right? I know people get mad at this like it's like a political comment. I don't understand how Unite Against Hate is considered a political comment.
Yeah, this
now.
Is cool. So this is Section 8 and
you tell me not to like bad things.
Section 8 and
the Wonderwall.
And the Wonderwall from Minnesota. So look at this. So they have like
this is really
a nice United supporters. And speaking of the United the Independent Supporters Council, we'll talk about it in a moment. But this is from Nicole. She says, Christian and Alexis, Happy New Year. I was supposed to send this to you in May, but better late than never, right?
It got here.
Thanks for your friendship, laughs, and continuous effort to grow the game in the States. Nicole Love of Section 8 Chicago, Sam of Dark Clouds, Corey and Drew of the True North Elite. So these are the people.
These are all our homies.
All our homies. So we met them at the Independent Supporters Council where we were in Dallas last year.
And Sam and Corey and Sam's husband, they were all at the event we did.
That's right.
At Talisman
with Miguel Ibarra. So
Colin,
yeah.
I want to say Colin. I'm bad with names, so I apologize.
Colin, that is his name.
Colin, hey. Not that bad with names.
So thank you for that. Oh, this is great. So thank you for Nicole. Showing love. Yeah, she again, all these people do a lot of work to help American soccer.
These are stewards of the game. I mean, they're doing way more than we'll ever do to help propel the game forward. They're there every, I mean, they go to Chicago Fire games. I mean, that's enough. Right? You're one of the select few.
I think you get a Purple Heart for that.
You are there's a small group of people that is still
those
allowed
are the
to.
Real heroes. Those are the real people that are doing all the work behind the scenes. You know, it's not just kicking a ball around. You have to help get people there in the first place.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult what they're doing. Michelle, see you, and good luck in the new stadium with everything else. Seems like everyone's really excited about everything. That's
okay,
all I'm going to say.
We'll be back in a moment with big news right after this.
And I'm back. Oh, it feels good to be back.
Yeah, real, real smooth.
Yeah. That's the whole point, baby.
But yes, we were mentioning there's a huge development.
Right.
In the fact that, obviously, last week we spent a lot of time, we dedicated a full segment, obviously, talking about the wedding heard around the world.
Right. The Crashland wedding.
Okay. There was no event more important, to end 2019. People were like, I'm not even interested in 2020.
Wait, stuff's happening internationally? I don't care about it.
Politics.
What did the cake look like? You know,
politics, schmolitics.
Right? And we had to sit here and pretend like we weren't at the wedding. I know this is a big reveal. Okay.
Yeah, we had to do that mainly because of...
Contractually.
Okay, there was an NDA.
Yeah.
And now, and luckily...
Which I watch all the time. Big Knicks fan. That's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Well, Knicks games should be non-disclosure. By the way. Just don't talk about it. You're not allowed to mention what happened here, other than when we beat the Heat, baby. But there was an NDA. We couldn't talk about it. I know this is shocking a lot of you, right?
Yeah.
And look, there was a lot of evidence of us being there had to be wiped. Okay. But we managed to sneak out a video of a speech we were not asked to give.
No.
But we did give.
But it had to be done.
It had to be done, right?
Yeah.
So who else but us, right? So why don't we do this? Why don't we shoot to it, right? This was so hard to get. Hidden camera and the whole nine. Why don't we shoot to it right now? Why don't we do that?
Okay.
All right. Oh, beautiful. Wow. What an incredible time. We're having such a good time
it's
here.
That's great. I guess we're the only ones who dressed up.
All right. We try our best, okay? So look, first off, we'd like to give a round of applause to all the other speakers. Megan Rapinoe, Kyle Krieger, Sydney LaRue. Woo. Sydney, thank you for your beautiful words and for making us stand the entire ceremony and... welcoming this new bout of plantar fasciitis.
Woo!
So, hi, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerreros. And together we are the Cooligans, okay? Some of you here may not know who we are. And if that's the case, the only ones really to blame are Fubo TV's marketing team.
Okay.
And by the way, it's not Fubo, okay? Forget that. We don't work for LL Cool J.
Common mistake, okay? But today is not about us. We are here to celebrate the wedding of two of our brightest shining stars, Ali Krieger and Ashlyn Harris. World Cup winning badasses whose love and Instagram stories have inspired us all. It's pretty difficult to know when the world fell in love with you two, but I think it was somewhere between that time in the locker room after winning the World Cup in France when Ashton said, two-time world champs with my wifey, yeah, and this content is gold, bitch.
Words to live by. Okay. Also, before we continue, we have to make an announcement. Apparently, there's a doom buggy parked on the lawn with the license plate WOAH. Whoa. So, Breck Shea, I guess please move your car to an actual parking spot. Come on, man. Listen, as a married man, and by the way, love you, D. All right. I could say that love is not easy. Okay. It takes commitment, compromise, and sometimes a few lumps.
Of course.
It's kind of like being friends with Hope Solo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense. So look, they said you couldn't find two more beautiful people who love each other and inspire millions every day. But they were wrong.
Yep.
Because it's no longer just us. Now Allie and Ashlyn are here. So all jokes aside, you both show the world just how beautiful life and love can be when you are your true self.
Yeah.
Having had the honor of getting to know you both, it's obvious why you two love each other and why the entire world knows your names.
Yeah.
Except for Carlos Cordero.
That's true.
He'll get it one day.
True. One day. All right. So guys, look, unless the men's national team wants to say anything... No.
Oh, no, still.
No, still no.
Okay.
All right, just going to be quiet the whole time. All right. All right, well, let's all raise our glass in honor of Allie and Ashlyn. Aw.
There it is.
Right?
Okay.
We could have gotten killed for sneaking that video footage out.
Okay. I mean, yes, it's very highly confidential, highly classified footage.
Redacted even.
So I'm glad. This is why you tune into this show.
100%.
To really get the scoop. And really get to know what's going on in the world of American soccer.
We're ITK. We're in the know, okay? But not just for soccer stuff, even when there's weddings. We're there, okay?
Okay.
And don't even ask us why there was no one seated behind us.
No, that is unimportant right now. Okay?
Why are you worried about that?
What we need to talk about is how beautiful our speech was.
Also, the suit that I decided to rewear today.
Okay, Alexis has not worn anything in the last 6 months.
That's it, okay? They said, wear your nicest suit. Bruh, I heard track suit, okay? That's what your boy wore.
So I'm glad that happened. I mean, hopefully, you know, this can end all the questions of like...
Right, why weren't you invited?
Why weren't
we just
you there?
Couldn't tell you we were.
We're just good. Okay. All right.
Like
look,
we were there. Stop making it so hot. You're making it hot.
You're asking all these questions. Right? You're making Allie and Ashton uncomfortable, right? To be honest.
Hey, really? And, you know, who cares if we weren't like actually invited and we just took the seats of two other players, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Nobody needs to know. Nobody's interested in any of that drama.
Right.
All right. But no. Yes. That was a cool experience. So I'm glad. I'm glad
it was
we got
a cool again's experience.
Hola, welcome back.
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal, mi gente? That's how we have to start this segment because we're talking about there's been some
Brian
rumors.
you know how Latino he is.
Brian McBride, the parcero.
Yeah, I know.
Brian He's McBride.
Like, why are these raisins in my ground beef? Yo, shut up, Brian.
You're ruining it.
You're Latino now, dude.
Get on board. Yeah. No, we have to talk about the big rumor. As of right now, as we're taping this and talking about this, Chicharito, Javier Hernandez.
Let's go.
Currently playing for Sevilla.
There's a picture of him being real angry about this rumor.
He's like, what? What are the coolies saying? Yeah,
why are you talking trash about me?
No. He is rumored to be going to the Los Angeles Galaxy.
This is huge for many reasons.
Okay.
One of which, he swore he'd never play for MLS. He's like, that? Never. No. I'll play in Mexico for free before I ever go to MLS. And guess what? Cap. He's capping.
All of us, look who's strolling in.
Yeah. Giving a new definition to the salary cap. Lion. Who's Teeth?
No. But Chicharito is, one of the most recognizable Mexican players in the world. I mean, played for Manchester United, played for Real Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen, Sevilla. What other clubs?
That's all I know. The Mexican national team was a huge... Huge star
He's
for them.
He's a scoring machine. And the fact that, you know, let's be realistic. When it comes to the most popular and the most watched soccer league in the United States, it is Liga MX. Mexican fans, Hispanic fans make up, you know, the majority of the people who watch soccer in this country. So having a huge Mexican star playing in the Major League Soccer would be a completely just tremendous level up for Major League Soccer.
It's hard to explain, but this is... Like if Christian Pulisic came to play for MLS, it would not be as big a deal.
I completely agree.
As if Chicharito played in MLS,
yeah,
and he's playing in a relatively Mexican city, in an overwhelmingly Mexican city, I should say.
Sure,
this is going to be. I mean, this is probably the only way right now Galaxy can compete with the sort of momentum shift that has happened since LAFC has come in.
Sure. Yeah, this is, if this happens, I'm hoping it does. All the rumors.
Just for the league.
Or suggesting, just for the
he was supposed to go to Chicago, remember that?
That was a rumor,
like,
too.
All the rumors were like, it's just a matter of money. And LA Galaxy's like, we'll get on a private plane. Let's show you how this really goes down.
So, but this move, definitely after Zlatan Ibrahimovic leaving LA Galaxy, I mean, what a replacement. This is arguably a bigger replacement than Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
It's like Zlatan didn't even matter. This does to what Zlatan's legacy is what the Malmo fans did to his statue. This cuts his legacy off at the ankles. You ain't important, dog.
This is just incredible. I mean, when it comes to we were at the Tráfico, right?
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, and that was a huge game, and it meant so much. And obviously, LAFC winning and the momentum for just soccer in that city.
It felt like a baton being handed, and they're like, hold on.
No, you're going to have to get that back to me, baby.
I think I might still got that baton, my guy.
No, I'm excited about this. And I've always said that I'm a huge fan of Chicharito. I like him as a person. Yeah. He is one of the more, especially as a Hispanic dude, he is very progressive, very forward thinking.
He's also very open and loud about how progressive he is, which we like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Bleaches his hair blonde. You love to see it.
Right? I mean, that... Huge fan of that. You know, he's using Sonnen.
It's him.
You know?
Him and Bieber. You know,
those are two on par. It's bigger news than if Bieber joined an MLS team.
He's pretty good at soccer.
Bieber is pretty good at soccer. Yeah. Like, angrily. It makes me angry. When he was holding a beer and playing like sort of a keep up with Neymar.
Neymar, yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
Okay.
I'd probably drop a beer if I met Neymar. Never mind playing soccer with him.
So, I'm hoping it happens. So,
Canadian development, right? Incredible. The Canadian development, right? For soccer. I mean, you can only play soccer, 3 weeks out of the year? And look what they're doing. It's absolutely incredible.
Sure. Yeah. So the best product they've ever put out. Canada. Babes, good work on that. The other thing I wanted to mention, speaking of a Mexican soccer star, we have to talk about Alan Pulido. We mentioned him last week, but this week they
some of the media is starting to leak out.
He arrived to Kansas City,
right?
And it was dope. He got a warm welcome.
He stayed in the airport thinking that was his connecting flight. He's like, this can't be it, right? This airport is a Macy's.
But he arrived a lot of fans were there showing him a lot of love, which was cool to see that appreciation. It was also 8 inches of snow,
right?
So a little bit different than Guadalajara, right?
He was like, it's in my contract, no snow. So unless the owner of the team sells it,
he's gonna have to adjust just a little
There's a joke there for her.
But the funny thing, at least to me, we posted this on social media, but Alan Pulido arrived in a turtleneck and chain.
With the chain on the outside of the turtleneck.
Chain on the outside. And
but it reminded you
of a legendary photo.
Of the Rock. And yeah, there he is.
I mean, you can't tell them. You can't tell the difference. I mean,
favorite part of that photo of The Rock is the thumb in the fanny pack. You know, why put it in your pocket? Let the world know you got a leather fanny pack, my guy.
This is just great. I'm a huge fan of this.
It looks like Rock cosplay.
Look, I don't know if he did this on purpose. A lot of people are huge fans of The Rock. I could understand it being like an homage to The Rock.
And you know, sometimes to us, like something becomes a joke, and the next generation just sees it as like a fashion icon.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're gonna make fun of it now that this is fashion and unironically.
Remember that video of those like techno like goth kids freaking out under the bridge.
Yeah, yeah,
that one dance is the dance from not what you're doing, but that one dance.
I think that was it.
That one dance is like wildly popular because of Fortnite. Like here, we all laughed at it because we thought it was corny.
Yeah,
and like 10 years later, they're like, "Well, this is the coolest thing anyone can do." In a Thanksgiving Instagram video. Yeah.
It's shocking to learn that we're boomers now.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel gross.
Nah, dude, we're never boomers, dog. Look at me, I'm wearing a tracksuit, my guy.
No, it was great because we had posted this on social media, and then a lot of Liga MX fans started interacting with it, and it was fun. I enjoy it because since we're more plugged into the MLS Twitter.
Right.
Liga MX Twitter is pretty litty.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah.
And it's like an MLS, it's like a Liga MX match.
Yeah, because it has the same exact cynicism and sarcasm.
Right. Yeah, that comes right across.
Yeah, and it's just great because you were not, I guess we're not around it as much, but it was lovely.
And also the fans of other clubs loved it.
Oh,
you
sure.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, is someone making fun of Pulido? Let's go, you know?
And apparently, like, based on a lot of the Twitter comments, he's apparently kind of like a... I don't know, introvert to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, but he lives his you can't tell from his Instagram, but he seems like a little bit more shy,
right,
than like his personality, but he's always flexing on the gram or whatever. Right. So I'm excited to see him play here, how he's going to sort of adjust, because he's not
going
to have the same level of eyes on him per se.
Well, you never know. Maybe this brings all those. Oh,
I hope so. I hope so. So maybe he just live a little bit more calmly. But we'll see.
This is awesome. We have so many guests on, right?
Yeah.
But very rarely do we have a guest like this. Someone who is in the middle of a mission.
That's right. A journey, a quest.
A quest is a good one. An adventure.
Yeah.
And it almost seems pointless, to be completely honest with you.
This is why guests come on this show to immediately get shit on before
right
they even
away.
Show up on camera.
So let's have him on to find out what the hell is going on and why he's spending his inheritance this way. Ladies and gentlemen, a friend of ours, someone we're big fans of, who has just gone completely insane on the internet. One of our favorites. Unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, Mr. 30 for 30 for 30, David DeLuper, everybody!
David, what's up, man?
What's
hello,
up, dude?
Hello. How are you guys?
So for people who may not know what you're doing, you are trying to get on every Jumbotron, right?
In every NBA arena.
In 30 days.
So you're gonna 30 days, 30 NBA arenas, and get on the Jumbotron 30 times.
Okay, and currently, where are you in that journey?
Currently, the streak is alive, 21 for 21. I'm currently in Chicago on my way to Milwaukee tonight.
Incredible.
So, and it's not just trying to get on the Jumbotron. You're dressing up in some type of costume, if you will, for something that relates to each of those cities.
Yeah. So I'm wearing the Knicks jersey right now. I got to show love to you guys in New York City.
Right.
But at MSG, actually, I got to go on court and I was dressed like the Statue of Liberty. So Lady Liberty came through for me.
That's pretty dope.
Okay, so and obviously when you're trying to get on camera, it's like this is the age of reality TV. You got to flip tables, you got to smack people. You got to do what you got to get on a Jumbotron, right? So
which is, you know what, being dressed like Benjamin Franklin and dancing.
Oh yeah.
So we have to ask, what triggered this idea? Why are you doing this, David?
Right, is it a divorce?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh man. So the worst part is I told my mom I was going to be on your show. So and when she watches this, she's just going to be like, oh, you're getting made fun of. You know what I mean?
But all the things I can't say to my sweet son, they're saying.
So I just love NBA. I became a fan of NBA after college and I started playing pickup basketball. And then I used to go to all these games. And really, the Jumbotron was a cool feature. It's not necessarily about the team and the product on the court. It's actually about the environment and the front office and the fans. So with that, I went to a couple games and I noticed that regardless if the team is winning by 20 or losing by 20, if you get that one person to dance on the Jumbotron, it can kind of change the atmosphere of the crowd. So I fell in love with that and I said, hey, let's do it.
Okay, and you, yes, you have been dancing a lot. I mean, I'm curious. Are you generally a comfortable dancer, or like, is the Jumbotron kind of inspiring you to be a little bit more boisterous?
Yeah, definitely inspiration from the Jumbotron. I would never consider myself a good dancer, and the first couple of games, I had to throw back a few just to get the confidence up a little bit. If you know what I mean? So.
That's incredible. And yeah,
do you ever like try to dance the way like the costume would? Like, how would a bull dance? You know.
So like everybody's been trying to tell me to floss, which I've tried the mainstream dance moves, but just instinct and adrenaline kicks in, and then I black out when it happens, to be honest. And then like afterwards, I sit down and my heart's racing, and I turn to the person that's traveling with me, and I'm just like, "Did it look good?" And he's like, "Well, we got it." So
yeah, got on. Are any of these teams reaching out to you now that like sort of they kind of like this is kind of taking a life of its own? Like, are people reaching out to you knowing that you might be going to their cities next?
Yeah, so it kind of got picked up a little bit, and then all of a sudden teams are reaching out. So I've had a couple mascots actually reach out from the teams, which is pretty cool. And then now it's, you know, 9 games left. It's getting a lot easier. So fingers crossed I can keep this streak going.
I mean, well, imagine a team doesn't support this.
Right. Like, which sounds like what the Knicks would do. They're like, get it out of here. He's banned for life. You know?
Dolan ruining the streak. You know what I mean? So, no, like, I mean, this is incredible. And yeah, we met you through soccer, right? You worked you worked for Red Bull. You worked for New York Red Bulls.
Which, if I think of it, like, the first 3 times we ever hung out was only at nightclubs, at after parties and events based on things we're doing. So you saying you're not a dancer, I could prove a little different. You know? I've only ever seen you dance.
But yeah, what about? I will say, probably wasn't good though. Those dance moves, was it?
Well, I'm not going to say. Well, of course, I've already made fun of you. Yeah, no, it wasn't great. It wasn't great, dude. But you danced. Yeah. I also had a corporate card at the bar, so I'm going to give you all the credit you want. Sweet.
Yeah, takes a lot of courage in general. But how cool? I mean, this is great. What's the next step? I mean, this would be awesome to see something like this in soccer, right? Is that in the plans or in the works?
Yeah, so the next steps is if I go 30 for 30 for 30, I want to do this with either the WNBA or MLS teams. And MLS teams, like, obviously games are, you know, whether a Wednesday, maybe a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it'd be a little bit different. But like, soccer is my first and true love. So I'd love to do it for soccer. I just couldn't get the time off to do it for soccer right now.
Oh, sure. Because I played soccer against you. We hung out with you from time to time, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, he likes soccer or whatever. But then I played against him. I'm like, yo, this dude's an absolute baller. I can't even keep up with this guy.
He's also got like that, like, he's like, you're like a lanky dude, so like you're fast. And watching you versus Christian is like, you know when you can't get those aluminum hangers untangled? You know what I'm talking about? Like that. It's like that. It's like a pile of aluminum. When the two of you play, it's 43 knees and 67 elbows. I don't know how.
No, but something like this in soccer would be so cool. I mean,
it'd be dope, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to do 30 and 30.
No.
It was like open cup and lower league. Like, you'd have to sort of find a way to finagle it.
And it would also take 8 months. Because since the games are weekly. But no, this is dope, man. And the fact that you're doing this, and just a dude we know. Wait, you're saying you take the time off from work, or did you have to like quit your job?
I'm still luckily full-time employed, but I took a leave of absence. Like, my company was super supportive. The first time,
but
I
you
told
them
boss,
what you were gonna do beforehand.
Like, I told them, and they were like,
yeah. As soon as you left that meeting, they're like, clearly this is a mental health thing. The idea itself is so insane to me.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone loves it. It's making people happy. Have kids reached out? Like, are they started doing this? This seems like something kids would want to try to get to do.
It's cool because some kids have like messaged me, been like, hey, this is so inspirational. I want to save up. I want to do this now. I signed my first autograph on a jersey. And I was kind of like, are you sure? Because it's a nice jersey. You know, it's like a really nice jersey. Yeah. But so it's been cool. Meeting everybody at each arena and the fan clubs has been awesome, because there are some supporter sections. Like in Indiana, there's this thing called Turner's Block, which is similar to a supporters club in MLS. So it's cool.
Okay.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it is. And without, I mean, that's why we wanted to talk to you about it, because it is inspiring. It takes a lot of, I'm glad your job is cool with it, right? Because that's the first thing that comes to mind to a lot of people is like, how can I get the time off? You right. know, it, you could have a baby and they won't give you the time off. You know what I'm saying? Right.
You do get, you're doing 30 days. What if I think a husband of a wife who has a baby gets 2 weeks? So you're doing pretty good.
Pretty good. So more people need to take excursions like
if
these.
If your wife's gonna have a baby, just be like, I'm gonna go to every stadium. Like, all right, take 30 okay, days yes. off.
We respect
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, make sure you follow David DeLuper on Instagram and also the 30 for 30 for 30 underscore on Instagram, so you can keep up with the journey. There's going to Stadium 22, Arena 22, and I guess 8 left, and it's incredible. So best of luck, David, man.
And we're rooting for you, man. We hope you get all 30. That'd be dope.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you having me on. I've seen you from the start, and then also seeing where you guys are now. I love it. So.
Thank
All right.
you, man.
Cheers, brother. All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
Dave, that was awesome, man.
That was great, man. Thank you so much for taking the time, dude.
Dude, thank you, guys. I fucking love you. Seriously, man.
I love you, too, dude. Can't wait to hang out with you again.
Yeah, you're living in Philly now, right?
Philly now. Yeah. You guys ever do anything for Philly? Like, you guys ever go in Philly?
We were just there. Oh, I don't know if you had, were already living there, but we went for, one
we
of
did
the
like
later
a sketch with Fang.
Yeah. We went for one of the later, NYCFC matches against the Union. So we were there for a little bit. But yeah, oh, I'm sure we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back. I want to do a live show out there because, we got so much love, but we were out there from a lot of the fans. So we got to do something.
I'll shoot you guys a separate message, but we got something going on 125, so I'll shoot you guys a message, see if you guys
please let us know, man.
Cool, man.
Cheers, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Dave,
hi, homie.
Take care, man.
Get it done, dude. We're rooting for you.
Thank you, guys. See you
guys.
You
dressing up as an elk tonight?
kind of. I got some horns. I'm gonna try to rip off the jersey tonight, go full out, so we'll see.
All right, Wisconsin got guns. Don't put those elk heads on until you get there, bro. Good luck, man.
Oh, man. All right, I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again, David DeLuper, for joining us. That was fun.
That's so dope. I can't believe he's actually doing it. This is insane.
So, yes, we're only connected to people that are out there grinding. All right. Chasing their dreams.
Grustle. It's grind and hustle put together. You know, a word that sounds way more nerdy.
I just hope Grustle gets his contract. That's how I'm supportive. Hilarious. I hope it works out for Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
We have to talk about some other big news in American soccer. So speaking of the U.S. men's national team, Ernie Stewart finally, I don't want to say finally, I feel like he got a promotion and basically is now he assigned someone to
following along. He got a job that had never existed before, waited a year and a half to hire a coach, had mixed reviews so far, which means he gets promoted.
That works.
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad. I think he works for the same company as David DeLuper.
No, it's just like, you know, you sit the employee down, tell me you got a negative performance review. Yeah. And we're also going to give you a raise.
Right. No one's really sure what your job title supposedly is. So we're going to give you a better job.
No, man. But Brian McBride
takes his old gig. He's the GM.
He's the GM for the U.S. men's national team. And now this is a move where a lot of people feel, people feel positive about. I think that Brian McBride is a U.S. men's national team legend, a U.S. soccer legend in general. He's one of the first players to be playing in Europe. He played in England. McBride was not Fulham.
Fulham, yeah. Fulham. He has like a concession stand named after him, which is an honor if you're me, you know.
One day you'll get there, yeah. Alexis.
I mean, that's all I want, you know. Someone.
Right at the Emirates.
Where you could buy some type of hot dog or tube meat that has way too much sodium in it. That's what I want named after me.
That's right.
But now they have
Alexis, a.k.a. Tube Meat.
Yeah. Did you read my high school yearbook, dude? That was my modeling club nickname. So men's national team now has a former men's national team player and standout. Now is the GM. Kay McGrath got hired as women's national team GM.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you are a fan of U.S. soccer or of American soccer and you're kind of been a little bit upset in the past that you've got Ernie Stewart, McGrath and McBride, who've all played for the men's national team and women's national team
yeah.
that are now in high up positions.
Yeah, it's in hands that you would assume care about the future of the program.
The word assume is a big one there, right? Because are they just here for the check, right? You know,
I don't know. I mean, I hope not. Right. You right. hope that there's at least some level of real care and selflessness.
I certainly understand the position of the players underneath them. So,
yeah. So but at least look, every move U.S. soccer makes, especially with the men's program, is like obviously going to be under a microscope.
Tons of scrutiny.
Yeah. So people are going to ask a lot of questions. And I think Brian McBride, it feels OK. Like, it's not one of these hires where you're like, what?
Yeah, you can't criticize it too much because yeah. it's Brian McBride.
Because, and one of the other ones that did get criticized of the U-20 coach, I believe it was, which is Anthony Hudson, who was formerly coached the Colorado Rapids and one of the worst
and
ever.
It went amazing. If you're a fan of every other team besides the Rapids.
Yeah, you hope it goes better than it did with the Rapids.
But he was also the New Zealand national team head coach, so it's yeah. not a bad person to have at that level. Although,
but nobody nobody has said one positive word about him. Him. Everyone Never. Who's played under him is like, I hated playing for him.
And I think the U-17s just hired Sagadis, or everyone calls him Sega.
Yeah.
Which apparently he comes like everyone. That was like
that's a positive
a wildly
one.
Positive one.
Yeah.
Poor Anthony Hudson. He's like, everything else is cool except me.
So I hope it works out. The role for Brian McBride, you know, what I saw listed from a conference call that a lot of the journalists had with Ernie Stewart, where they were basically like, he's going to be the one traveling a lot. He's going to be speaking to the dual nationals. He's going to be the one like that link to the players to probably make them care more about the program and kind of fix the image of it right. a little bit. So
I can't wait to see Brian McBride in a Mexican family's house just trying to convince them that their son belongs not with Anthony, but right here. Hola, ¿cómo estás ustedes? Si, por favor, tamale.
I think he would handle it a little bit better than that. He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah.
That's
or maybe he like does know Spanish and he comes in like, hola, soy Brian. Que coño. Bang, 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 bang. That's like,
I love
McBride.
Latin McBride. I love it.
It's like when you know Costa Rican dudes with the white names. Yeah. Hola, soy Brian McBride. And you're like, what?
Okay, you know what?
Not how I would have pronounced it, but I guess it.
I ain't going to ask any more questions. All right. The more news, as far as more players are rumored to be coming to Major League Soccer, it's just like every top Mexican star wants to, all of a sudden, the interest is...
Because the bag is here.
The bag is here, la bolsa.
Yeah.
The Rodolfo Pizarro, currently playing for Monterrey, was...
Huge.
He was at Chivas, I believe, before that. Another rumor, possibly going to Chicago Fire. Monterrey has always been very public about that he was not going to play in MLS. The next move for him would be Europe. And it doesn't look like that is the case. He's a very intriguing player because he's very, very good.
He's incredibly good.
Mexican.
When you would watch, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy stands out.
Even at Chivas, we saw him when we went to the CONCACAF Champions League game, Rebels against right. Chivas. And you say he's just one of these guys. He's similar to Maxi Morales, where you can't get the ball from him. He's just one of these guys, just highly, highly technical. And I don't, maybe I'm not, because I'm not as plugged in to Liga MX, I don't know what the concerns are about him. Because he's not like... I think the people don't have this that kind of trust in him just yet.
Right. I think it's because he's always wanted to move. That's what I assume. Just
okay.
from some of the stuff I've read.
Yeah,
it seems like he's been like always ready for the next move. So maybe that's going to be something that carries over to MLS.
Yes.
But he's a huge name. And I think one of the things that we're not realizing as MLS fans is what these players bring with them. Like when we were in Germany, they were talking about how like Philippe Coutinho, like when he goes, obviously a slightly different caliber, but when he goes to Bayern Munich, which is a massive, massive, highly successful club, he has more followers than that club. Look at Wolverhampton, that Raul Jimenez.
Yeah.
He has more follow. They have now more followers in Mexico than they do in England because he's there. Like these are huge names that bring with them sort of this massive fan base.
And so that's what it is. Pizarro doesn't have enough Instagram followers. Is that why he hasn't moved?
That's why you're not DP, my guy.
How you trying to really, you can't step in here with just a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers. That's not gonna move the needle.
Look, I know we're hiring you to play soccer and you're very good at it, but what are you doing on the gram, dog? Have you thought about going to every MLS Yamaki stadium dressed as that mascot?
I think about it.
We'll give you a month off.
All right. Look, the off season, you have some time. I feel like you don't really want it, you know?
Right? I mean, look, instead of trainers, why don't we bring in some consultants, some social media consultants? Right. This is Becky. She's from Long Island.
She's 19. Yeah.
But she's currently looking at her phone and not paying attention. Yeah.
But trust me, you're going to need her for the future of your career.
Right. You're going to be TikToking all the way to a big contract. Okay.
Look, we know what's best for you, Rodolfo.
Okay. Can you do that there? Can you do the whoa right now?
Okay. You need to know what are the hippest memes.
Right.
Currently going on.
Right. And put on a scantily clad top and lip sync to this song in your dirty bedroom. Okay.
Look, I hope. Another huge move. He goes to Major League Soccer.
These are names that, like, you know, sort of hit like the media, right? This isn't going to make a big. This isn't going to make the top news in ESPN, but it will on ESPN Deportes.
Sure.
And that's a big deal.
Exactly.
A big deal for soccer, especially in America, moving forward.
And we know if he does go to Chicago, I mean, all of Pilsen will be out in Soldier Field.
Chicago doesn't get enough credit for how Mexican of a city it is. This is a wildly Mexican city. So this is a huge news.
And all of this, Mexican players, just Latin American players coming to Major League Soccer this season. It feels like we're on the verge. Like there is a tidal wave. Trump is not happy, but I love it. Just
some of the American players are like, can we build a wall just so that we can get some of this TAM contracts?
Let's sort out the CBA before we get bring all these guys in here. So look, I hope it works out, and I hope for Fire fans, they need any positive news is good news,
they
for them. Okay. All right. Thanks for sticking with us. We appreciate it.
Another hard times.
Another episode of the Cooligans. It's been a roller coaster.
This is it, baby.
But we have some quick news. We're going to be at the United Soccer Coaches Conference this week in Baltimore.
We're going to be more, baby.
That's right. And what's happening coinciding with that will be the
Independent Supporters Council Conference.
Exactly. So
we'll also be performing at.
Yeah, we're going to do stand up at the IEC. We had a great time last year in Dallas, and this time it's going to be dope in Baltimore.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. We just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
Gully Squad. Yes, the people who support this show are our biggest supporters, our strongest, the feverish fan base that
we
have.
You are front line.
Okay. You're in the line of fire.
Maybe not what you signed up for.
Okay, the generals don't go into battle.
No, we sit in the back. We're in air conditioning. But we got drones out there. We see what y'all up to. No, honestly, you guys are the biggest and best fans we have, and it just keeps getting bigger.
Exactly.
It keeps getting bigger. We have a Slack channel that may or may not exist, and it is pretty lit.
Exactly. Or it may or may not be lit.
Yeah, oh, trust me, it's lit. It's lit. Even if it don't exist, it's lit.
So if you want to join Gully Squad and be a part of this Cooligans community, all you got to do is go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. It's very simple. You can give whatever you want to support the show. It helps us travel, helps us do a lot of things that we, you know, that are just difficult to do.
Yeah, like we're going to go to the United Soccer Coaches Convention, things like that.
Yeah.
Opportunities to interview people. These are all the chances that we get because of Gully Squad. And whenever we do interview someone, we give Gully Squad the opportunity to ask some questions like you're going to hear in the Yuri Rosell interview.
Correct.
So all stuff like that, it all comes from you guys. You guys give us a lot of input on the show. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of the Slack channel, if you want to get pins and different things like that, that we do exclusively for Gully Squad, all you have to do is go to soccercooligans.com, click the Join Gully Squad, give what you can. It's absolutely essential for all of our success.
And also, just a quick reminder, there are a few people who are in Gully Squad but have not contacted...
Oh, you're getting yelled at by Dad.
Me, because I'm trying to either get them their pin, their Cooligans pin,
right,
or get them into the Slack channel. Some people have not accepted the invitation to the Slack channel. So if you are a person who is like, how come the Cooligans are not saying anything on the Facebook group anymore? Yeah. It's because you didn't accept it.
We moved, bro. You got to let us know where you at so we can invite you to the Slack channel.
So reach out to us if you do not know what is going on.
If you don't have our pin and you don't have our Slack channel and you are a member of Gully Squad, please reach out.
Exactly. So again, soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. So we're excited about today's show because this we have a fabulous guest. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, but we have to start by introducing our incredible guest all the way from Orlando.
Orlando, he's played for Espanyol and Barca B. He's Barca youth system, played for, oh my God, Orlando, went back to Europe, back in MLS. He was just at the rookie symposium and he's now on with us. So he's helping everybody with finances and whatnot. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, Yuri Rosell. Let's go.
Uri, well, nice.
What's up, guys?
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
Okay, I hope that wasn't too much because I know we can, the energy can be a little, you know, uncomfortable.
We come in screaming a lot.
You know? No, I really like that. I really like that. Bring this energy up, please.
Okay. Thank you. Absolutely. I think my first question for you is when I obviously we've seen you play in MLS before and doing a little bit of research in your background, you were with both Espanyol and Barca. I guess they're youth teams, correct?
Yes.
How is that possible? I thought they absolutely despised each other.
Yes, and you want to know the truth? It's even more funny than that. I was about to go to Real Madrid, but then like a week later to say yes to them, Espanyol came and say, hey, I would put you in like a taxi and you can stay at home actually because I'm from Barcelona and you don't have to go and live in Madrid. So I stayed in Espanyol for 1 year and then I went to FC Barcelona for almost 7 years.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I've never seen a player with both of those names. Like even Pochettino recently, the rumor was that he was going to go to Real Madrid and he said he would maybe consider Real Madrid, but he would never consider Barcelona because he had coached at Espanyol or been at Espanyol. So that's huge. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was in Barcelona, it was kind of hard to find Espanyol like kits and stuff. And Barcelona's just everywhere. But then I got kicked out of Camp Nou because I'm an Arsenal fan. And I was upset that they had Cesc Fabregas at the time. So I picked up the Champions League trophy, which apparently you're not allowed to do. And I jokingly said, I'm going to take it with me to Arsenal. And they were like, get him out of here. And I got kicked out of Camp Nou.
Growing up, were you a Espanyol fan or a Barcelona fan? Or what were you more loyal to?
No, I always been a FC Barcelona fan. But of course, when you are young and you have the opportunity to go and play at that level, I decided to go and be with Espanyol for at least for 1 year and for my system, the way I play, it was better for me to move to FC Barcelona.
That's great. And we were in Bradenton, Florida for the ISC Futures and we got to see the
Barcelona girls team.
La Masia and Femenil, and we got to see the youth teams both play. And even at the youth level, I'm like, some of these 14 year olds might give some, you know, MLS team some trouble. They were really, really good.
Yeah, Tiki Taka all the way down. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Leaving that system, I was just gonna say, like, leaving that system, what were the main takeaways that you bring now into American soccer and MLS?
Yeah, I think I've been lucky enough to play with FC Barcelona for a long time and of course they have that philosophy that it's always very difficult to find in other teams, and it brings a lot of qualities to your game. And of course, I think here in MLS, it's good to have these qualities because you are a little bit different than some other players.
Okay. Yeah. In general, I like when, especially European players, they come play in MLS, right? Because usually what happens is, people always think there's a negative stereotype about the league and the quality. But not only are you bringing some of that quality to the league and realistically helping it improve, and bringing some of those ideas, but you're also like ingratiating yourself and learning more about the country and being more involved in the growth of American soccer. Like, you were just at the MLS Rookie Symposium talking to a lot of the players. So what were some of the nuggets of advice that you gave to the MLS rookies that are now going to be in the league?
Yeah, first of all, I think I explained a little bit more my situation. When I arrived here 2012 for Sporting KC, I was the year before in FC Barcelona B, and I knew that I wouldn't play in the first team because it's so difficult, you know. But of course, I could play second division in Spain, but I wanted to try something else. And then I heard about MLS, and I jumped out of it. I think it was a really good opportunity to me to grow, and people say, hey, but they just go like old players to go there, and I say no, let me try, and I did like a couple years, very good years. I am the first Spanish to win the MLS Cup, which was 2013 with Sporting KC, and after that I got sold for Sporting Lisbon. And I was in Lisbon for 4 years playing Champions League, UEFA League. So for me, instead of thinking that MLS is just a place to retire, was for me a place that I then, after that, I moved forward, and I knew that I wanted to come back because the league is growing so fast. That is a place to be, you know, and that was one of the things that I talked with the rookies about, like, you guys are in a very good position to have a soccer career, and you got to take the chances and be prepared for this.
Wow, that's great. And it's something that, especially for rookies coming in, it's great to have someone like yourself who both came from Europe, played in MLS, and used that as a springboard to go to Europe. You went directly from Spain to Kansas City. Was that your first time in Kansas City?
Yes, that was my first time.
And right away, I mean, one of the things that I remember so fondly about Barcelona is the food. But I can't explain how dramatically different the food in Barcelona, including portion sizes alone, are from Kansas City. What were some of your thoughts of like barbecue and having that really for the first time, like real deal barbecue?
Yeah, I think it was a huge difference between the plate, you know.
I remember that huge is a good word for it too.
I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I had like a plate of pasta, and I remember it was like for two or three people at least.
That's for one American, right? Uri.
I know.
We're not
all
trying to have abs, okay? Yeah, I love that you went to Cheesecake Factory too. Come on, man.
Very tourist guy.
Yeah. Sure.
About the barbecue, that's one thing that I really like in KC. I was really into it, and I think that they do a really good job.
Okay. Yeah, they do a great job. I just love, when I was in Spain, there was all these restaurants, like especially in Barcelona, like the Pinchos, right? Where like you pay by how many toothpicks are on your plate, which as an American, I'm like, put the toothpicks in your purse to my wife. I'm like, we'll get out of here for free. But I can't imagine like paying for ribs, depending on how many bones are on your plate. Like, they'll never work in America.
That would never work.
No.
So I want to talk about your time in Orlando City in a moment, but I want to ask about because you were in the Barcelona system and a Barcelona fan.
There's and
a
lot Barcelona's of, in the news right now.
Barcelona's in the news. A lot of drama with Barcelona. Yeah. They fired their manager Ernesto Valverde, and top of the league has only lost what, two Champions League matches. Right. In during his time, something like that, and they let him go. So what is it about the standard, the level that Barcelona requires that they can't even keep their manager even throughout this success
while winning?
Great question, but it's Barcelona, guys. In Barcelona, they have a higher standards, people behind it, the fans. They are not happy just with the wins. They are happy when they win and they play really well, right? So I think that was one of the things that they sacked him, because some of the fans, they didn't like the way they were playing, and especially after the lose against Atletico Madrid in Arabia Saudi.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's hard to lose those matches against the big clubs like that. But I mean, you won everything else.
I thought they didn't care about the Supercopa, right? It's like, I thought that wasn't important.
As comedians, imagine you're on stage doing an hour and everything is just crushing, and one joke doesn't go well, and the audience just gets up and leaves, and you're like, I got 20 more minutes. Yeah.
That's the Barca standard. Everything has to be absolutely perfect. That level of attention to detail
and pressure
obviously I imagine it could be very challenging. But let's talk about now in Orlando City. Orlando's been a team that we've we're in New York. NYCFC and Orlando came in at the same time. The expectations have been so high for Orlando. The stadium is absolutely gorgeous. The level of support,
jam-packed,
is incredible. We were there for the All-Star game,
super loud,
and it's always the coming up short. That's always, I can imagine it's incredibly frustrating, but what is the sort of temperature like? You have a new coach, Oscar Pareja. What's the temperature like, and how's everything going now in Orlando? What's the expectation now going forward?
Yeah, I think we have a great stadium, great staff, great players, and now they are just built the new academy. So, for me personally, I think it's a team that we can do much better than what we did. And I know that the expectations for me are high, and I'm happy because I'm in a place where the fans are really into it. They feel soccer, they smell soccer, they live soccer. So hopefully this year we can bring some success. Just for them, because they deserve. They are there. They, as you guys said, the stadium is always full, even if the results are not there. So I think that this year is going to be a huge year for us, and hopefully we can make the playoffs and make happy for our fans.
When you first got here, was how hard was it to understand some of the MLS rules, like playoffs and things like that? Like, I'm sure Tam, we don't understand it. I can't imagine you understand it. I have no idea what's happening there.
Designated players, was it all like overwhelming?
Yeah, so I guess these three players can't drink at the bar tonight. Like, designated player doesn't make a lot of sense. But when it comes to things like playoffs and stuff, has it changed the way you play soccer because you're trying to get into the playoffs versus trying to finish top of the league, like in Europe? Has it been a little bit of a learning curve for you?
Yeah, for me it was a change, because I'm used to, you know, who ends first is the winner, and I see here opportunity to the guys that they are not well during the season, but they finish at least within the playoffs. They have the same chance or almost the same chance as the guy who ended up first. So I think for the fans' perspective, it's interesting, and I feel like it's very exciting for them. For us, if you are on top the whole year and then you are in the playoffs and you lose, it's a little bit unfair. If you are the bottom of the playoffs and you win, it's great. You have you took your chances, because at the end it's one game, it's a knockout. So you can be the whole year good and then you lose one game because some reasons and you're out. So it's very difficult to win, which make this league very competitive and excited for the fans.
When do any other European players reach out to you and ask you for advice about coming to MLS? And when you do, do you just be like, look, don't even listen to the rules. It's confusing. Just play soccer. Coño, yo no sé lo que tengo.
Exactly. The rules can be a little difficult to understand. At the end, they are there to make the teams more equal. And so every fan has the chance to at least think about winning. And with the other leagues, that is very difficult to happen, because there are always three or four teams on top that they will be with more money and they will spend much more money with some players. So this format is, I think, it's good for the fans, so they can always think that this will be their year.
Yeah. We were talking before we started taping about how much I look like Nani, right? And I just want to make sure, because yes, you are his teammate. When we were at the All-Star game, I was trying to get a photo with Nani.
Right.
I thought that would be just a dream come true.
To prove that it's two different people. Just
because everybody thinks we're... people think I'm playing next to you, right? Yeah. So I just want to get your opinion on how... Do I look like Nani? Maybe a relative, a cousin, a son? How close do you think I actually look like
Naninho over here?
I think at least a brother, you know. I don't know if a twin, but very, very close.
Okay,
brother's pretty good.
Brother's pretty good. I'll take that.
I only look like the janitor at Orlando City.
But let me tell you something. To be like Nani, you gotta have these abs.
Okay. Not just there. Yeah.
He's friends with me, so I won't ever let him eat that healthy. You know what I mean?
Okay. when Nani did sign with the club, what did that mean to you? And what's it like playing with just obviously a huge star like that?
Yeah, for me it was a very exciting time, because I already play with Sporting Lisbon.
That's right.
So he asked me how was the life here, what were the places, how was the team before coming, and of course I say, man, you gotta come here, and you'll do great things here. So for me it was very personal, and I'm happy that he's here, and I'm happy that you look the same as him.
We have a group of fans called the Gully Squad. They're like our most dedicated fans, almost like supporters for the different clubs. And we let them ask a couple questions. One of the questions is by Felix Palau, who said, what kind of pride do you feel when you represent Catalonia, and what does that mean to you? And for those of you who don't know, Catalonia is a region around Barcelona, almost as if like New York City had their own national team, which would be amazing. We'd be playing in Timberlands and backwards Yankees caps. You know how we do.
Yeah. Jay-Z would sing the national anthem.
But for when you play with Catalonia, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, it was a great feeling, because at the end, I'm from there, and also playing with these amazing players like Piqué, Xavi Hernandez, Busquets, Victor Valdés, like Cesc Fabregas was there too. So being on the same locker room and sharing experiences and games with them was for me was a pleasure.
Yeah, it's and not to get necessarily too political, but you've spoken about this, about how even if you had the opportunity to play for Spain, that you would not accept a call up. What is, because I've never been to Barcelona, I've never been to Catalonia, I don't know the exact, but I see what I see in the news. Like, what is the general sense of, like, you know, wanting independence, and how important is it to you?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, they want independence. A lot of people, they don't want. I respect both of them. And at the end, this is like a personal decision. And we've seen some things that they maybe are unfair. Some people say are not fair. Some people, they say are fair. So for me, I know what you want. I don't like much to talk about politics, but of course... Barcelona has always been my first land, and for me, if I had the chance to play for Catalonia, I would do it.
That's awesome. It's I remember the first time I saw their Catalan flag. I didn't know it was a Catalan flag. I was like, yo, what a remix of the Cuban flag. That's so dope. Cause it's like the triangle with the star in it. I was like, all right, yo, Catalan lit, dog. They made their own Cuban flag. Cause I'm Cuban. And then I saw it, and I was like, when I looked it up and I saw the I think Catalonia played, I think it was like Puerto Rico or like an African team that was like a friendly. And then I sort of started to understand a little bit more about what was happening there. So yeah, I mean, obviously we don't talk about politics on the show, but thank you for explaining exactly what that means to you as one of our questions from our fans.
So the other thing I wanted to generally ask about is just now that you have a new coach, Oscar Pareja, have you already had meetings? Because we got to interview Oscar Pareja.
It was amazing.
While he was at FC Dallas. You might want to check out that interview so you can get a understanding of how he is, because they call him Papi, and he definitely, you know, pulled out the belt on us.
Yeah. he was going to hit us with a chancleta. You know?
I will check.
Your interactions with him? How have they been so far?
I just saw it the other day because I had to go to the academy and pick up some things. For now I didn't have any further conversation, but of course, in the next few weeks, definitely I'm going to talk with him and see how he is, but I've heard really, nice things about him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like a father figure. I grew up without a father. So talking to him, I'm like, can you be my dad? I mean, he's like so warm. I was like, I'll do sprints. You want me to run? I'm like, how about two laps around this table and then someone get me an IV?
I want to ask also about the rivalry that Orlando City has with Atlanta United. Those are always chippy games, very intense. How do you approach those games?
They always feel like playoff games.
Yeah, they're always wild games. How do you approach them?
Yeah, and especially now with Miami FC. So right. Now it's going to be both. It's always great, right? These games are the ones that the people are more passionate about. There's always this rivalry and I always take these games as a special games, and I try to give my best just for the fans.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone, like when you have to mark a particular player, like, is it, it's like, oh my God, Martinez, like, it's like, I have to make sure Joseph doesn't score or whatever. It is a, you know, realistically, even we're neutrals, but it's like, I watch Atlanta and Orlando and I'm like, all right, come on, Orlando. I want you guys,
make it even.
That's why I want to see it. But the intensity is clearly there. And you feel it from not only the players, but the fans as well. You guys clearly want to win these games.
Absolutely. It's something that, you know, as fans, when we watch, we're like, it's just exciting to watch back and forth. But the fans, especially on our Twitter and stuff, they get crazy with it. It's a lot of fun to watch. I love when we post, whenever we post a joke, they'll go after each other in the replies. And I feel like a parent. I'm like, kids, go to your corners.
But just in general, it's nice to see this in American soccer, right? Because we, you know, it's still growing. But the fact that American soccer fans are this mean to each other about soccer,
that means it's growing.
That means it's good. That means it's like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it ever gets to a point where it makes you uncomfortable or crosses a line, or is American soccer banter doesn't even come close to what happens in Spain?
Well, in Spain, Europe, when I play in Portugal, they were like a lot of these and probably worse. So when I see it here, I really like it. As you guys said, it's because the people are interested. They think that the game is growing. And for me, just being able to see this, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you get a little mad, but that's the game.
Do you ever like look at sort of the life in America? It's obviously a little bit more relaxed being a soccer player here than it is in Europe. But do you ever still kind of, when you open the front door, just look both ways just in case there's fans of the other clubs or anything? I mean, when you go out to eat, do you still like wear like a fake mask, like a mustache or something? Or are you're totally comfortable with the American lifestyle now?
No, I am comfortable. One of the things that I like here is people respect the players. Even sometimes you don't have the results, people, you can walk and people will be nice to you. It depends wherever you go, it's not like this. So I really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Obviously, MLS going through a lot of changes, especially in this offseason, right? A lot of stuff going back and forth with the CBA. Maybe you're not completely sort of involved in that, but what have you heard? What are you hoping for?
Yeah, I don't know much about what the negotiations are and what they are claiming. This is there's always a team of players in each team that they are the ones designed for helping the guys who negotiate the CBA. But I think new things will come, probably better salaries, better accommodations for the trips, and hopefully they can also help the rookies to make a bigger impact.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Charter flights would be nice, right? Is it weird flying with, like, you know, just like
a couple,
you know,
accountants,
just lawyers and everything, just like in seats next to you? Is that like a big difference from you know, the European soccer lifestyle?
I think because the flights are so long that of course would be much better if we charter. I know that it's very expensive. But would make the difference, because sometimes we play at 4 and we cannot catch the flight until the next day. So if you charter, you after the game, you just can go and sleep home, and that would make a huge difference. But at the end, you know, while the league is growing, we cannot have everything on the first day. So I understand that, but hopefully one day we'll get there.
Sometimes I wonder if all the frequent flyer miles just go to Don Garber, and that's why he doesn't want charter flights. He's like, I fly everywhere for free. Come on. That's what I would do.
Somebody's getting those miles. Yeah,
that's what I would do if I was up there. Everybody use my credit card when you're buying them flights.
Yuri, thank you so much for joining us, man. We really, really appreciate it. Muchísimas gracias. Lo agradecemos mucho.
Wait, hold on. In Catalan, you just don't end any of the words. It's like, much gracias, right? Is that how you say muchísimas gracias en Catalan?
We're not too good with that language.
Moltas gracias to you, Uri, for being with us.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're Rosel of Orlando City. All right.
We should have pronounced it Roselle.
Why?
That's how he pronounced it. That's how the Catalan pronunciation.
Okay. Well, he didn't have any problem when we said it. He should have spoke up.
You know, he was like, those damn Caribbeans. teach them a language.
Butchering.
And they do whatever they want with it.
No, thank you so much, joining us. Just incredible. Orlando City. Check him out this season. So wishing him all the best and the new coach and a lot going on over there. So
he's going to love Oscar Pereja, man.
As we do, as we all do. So while we were talking to him, we did mention Ernesto Valverde of Barcelona, who was let go, relieved of duties.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how well you perform.
What do you say? Congratulations.
You're fired.
Yeah, congratulations. You did amazing, but you're fired.
Congrats. It's like that. What is it? Khaled, congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah exactly. How dare you win consistently year out of year? You lost a game that barely in a competition that no one cares about. You're out of here.
But I guess the big letdowns have to be the blemishes in Valverde's Barcelona career were those Champions League losses, right? He was responsible for the one against Liverpool.
That's
where
right.
They were up, what, 3-4? Nothing.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was huge. But then they also lost the one. Was it PSG? Didn't they lose? Oh, no.
No, that was...
They won against PSG.
They won against PSG.
Okay, there was one more. Another Champions League loss that was just...
Nonetheless, I mean, these are like highlight games. Like, if you lose to Eibar or Real Betis, I mean, no one's going to care in like a La Liga competition because you're going to continue to win anyway.
Yeah.
But in these major competitions, especially where it's mostly knockouts, it's like, yeah, you can't...
Yes, yeah, it's Barcelona...
And again, no one's calling the Supercopa a major competition here.
Let's just get that clear.
Yeah.
But no, Barcelona suffers from... The similar to what Bayern have to deal with, where the league in itself doesn't really matter because they win so often.
That's their training. That's for it. Champions League.
Yeah.
So thank you, sparring partner of Real Sociedad, for showing up. You're about to get mushed
because it was a goat. go work out.
Yeah.
I burned a couple calories today.
You know, those 90 minutes feel like I took it almost a little too hard. You know, I really got to save up for the important games.
Which I'm glad I just didn't hurt myself. Otherwise, this could have been disastrous.
I'm glad we only took it 30%, you know, keep it in second gear.
But no, this is kind of, it gets to the point where it's like comical, right? It's just like the
Ooh, almost had a leg cramp. Oh, guess who's dehydrated, boy?
Wait, didn't this happen to Sam? No, hold on. You were just trashing that these lower league teams, the lower table teams, can't even compete, and you can't even sit down. No.
Hold on. Put this. I want this clip cut out and put next to Sam Teagues from Bleacher Report. Same thing happened to him.
Okay.
See, it's not just me. He's in shape. This is from the flight, probably. Oh, boy.
That was a fun.
I got to eat a banana, dog. Someone fry a plantain for me?
I was looking at your face. There should be a slow-mo of your face of how shocked you were.
Because I felt it go. I was about to get up. One time, this happened to me while I was laying on the couch, and my wife had no idea what happened, and she went to lift my leg, and I straight pushed her off me. I was like, get away from me. What's wrong with you?
Well,
I'm alive. We're good. I'll just keep my foot this way.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the most exercise you've gotten this year.
You know, like professional soccer players, when they fall on their back and the other players will help stretch them. I need that every once in a while, and it's just from sitting on the couch.
I should really just to toss your leg back.
Yeah. Ah, get that stretch going in the middle of the show. If only these mics were mobile.
You know, and then we just tell Fubo to add time at the end.
Yeah.
Stoppage.
Producer comes in with like a big board of how many minutes are left. He's time wasting. They don't have another topic.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do on this show. Most of the show is just us time wasting. No, this is okay. I'm glad.
I'm alive.
I'm glad Alexis is okay.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Professional players.
And then they already have a new coach in place.
Setien?
How do you say Kike?
Kike. These names all sound like it's a little kid.
No, it's a good. This is a good name. Obviously, it has to be a nickname. There's no way his first name could be Kike.
That's right. He's like, don't give him my government.
I love it because, yeah, this. I feel like I grew up with a Kike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, everybody knew.
I think I dated a Kike. She was awesome. I don't know. Yeah. Kike, don't you love me? Are you riding, right? Come on. I think this is the cramp talking. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I think I read.
You know how mad the producers were? Like, stop. We don't have the rest of that song.
Yes, I hope. It seemed like they had this in place long before they let go of.
He was announced during the firing. That's how quickly it was.
Yes, they clearly.
Like, hold on, don't put on the confetti machine just yet. Hold on. By the way, you're fired.
Hopefully it works out because all the rumors are that Xavi is supposed to, is going to be like the next manager at some point. They asked him, he's coaching in the Emirates. I forgot what club exactly, but they asked him like, do you want to coach him? He's like, I do, but I'm busy right now.
I don't know if you noticed. I'm doing it right now.
I'm doing it right. But it looks
like it's a game. You're literally talking to me during a game.
It seems like Kike is the placeholder for Xavi.
Yeah.
That's
basically. But he did get a big contract. I think he got like a 3-year contract or something like that. So who knows?
Yeah, but that's a formality.
That's just a little extra money.
You can't give him. A couple of years just to, because we don't want to insult you.
Yeah, a couple no-show jobs.
This
just
gonna
like
be,
you do in Jersey. You
this is
going to
be a 12-day contract. All right. And if you figure it out, then
the contract says I'm hired until Xavi gets here.
Okay, and we don't know when he's gonna walk in the door.
Whenever he ready is when you out.
So all I'm saying is don't unpack.
Yeah. In fact, you don't have an office. So work in a car. The Wi-Fi. You'll get the Wi-Fi out there. You'll get the Wi-Fi out there.
The public one that the city uses.
Yeah, NYC Link. You'll get it. The only homeless people using it right now.
Hey, and you'll be happy with it. All right.
Stretched it out in the break.
That was a little bit of cause for concern.
Yeah.
But no, this your leg's okay, your calf's okay.
I want everyone to know I would have continued. Okay. That's how much this show means to me.
He would have continued complaining the rest of the time.
I would have called my lawyer. I would have called some ambulance chaser, but then I've also would have continued.
Fubo attacked me.
I think the couch has a vendetta against me.
No, but welcome back. So a couple other things we need to get to, because some more news with NYCFC and some more, you know, signings and more moves.
Which, you know, they kind of had like a bit of a quiet offseason for a long period.
Yeah, people, it was weird. People were mad at the NYCFC's social media like team, right? Because
they're the ones who make player decisions.
Obviously, yeah,
that's who you yell at.
But they didn't post anything throughout the holidays. They were just like, they had a break, right? They had
they didn't work during their holidays.
so people were like, "You're not saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You're not saying Happy Holidays.
Happy New Year.
Oh, this club is falling apart.
Do you not love us?"
Yeah. NYCFC fans were panicking. Yeah. No, they just they need time off from you know, the Twitter sphere.
Get the Twitter fingers a break.
But no, a lot of big moves.
What if their thumbs cramp like my leg?
You got to safety first, everybody.
Everybody eat a banana. Drink some water.
Mehdi Bellucci, the team announcers, will be an assistant coach.
Which is
the
huge. Team. Played for the team in the first season.
Played for the team, yes.
Played for also Red Bull.
Yes, and he was the academy team coach and got the promotion. And obviously, a lot of the players, I'm trying to remember how many players actually played with him that are on the current roster, and I don't think there are any.
I'm sure
they're familiar with him in general. He worked for the club.
But you want to keep some of the guys from the original season. You know, you want to have like some of that history that sort of maintains with the club.
Nemec.
Right,
yeah,
not
Nemec.
I can hear him not scoring right now. But someone like Mehdi Bellucci, who we've spoken to, seems like a great guy, and it seems like everyone loves him. And I met him a long time ago at a club. Did I ever tell you this?
No,
I met him.
Please, I hope it's no illegal activity.
No,
he just got a promotion.
No, this is a great story. I mean, if it were him, he probably doesn't want it. But no, it was actually Dax McCarty's birthday, and a bunch of Red Bull players at the time were at One Oak.
Okay.
And my buddy was a manager for DJs. They're probably, him and the DJs he manages probably are all working retail right now. They were all very bad at their job. But one of them got a chance to perform or spin the early set at One Oak. And my buddy was like, "Yo, if you come, like, it'll help. It shows, like, it's like a bringer at that level. You know, the more people that show up, the better." So my wife and I go, and there's not many people there. And all of a sudden, I just see Mehdi Bellucci sitting by himself. I was like, "Doug, what are you doing here?" He's like, "You know who I am?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're Mehdi Bellucci." And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Yeah, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "It's Dax McCarty's birthday, but no one else is here yet." He got there way too early.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's just sitting at the VIP section by himself.
Nah, at least we know Mehdi's punctual.
So that is a good sign.
That's a good sign. He'll make sure he'll hold the players accountable.
Yeah, he gave me his email, and it looked like a fake email. It looked like he made it up on the spot a long time ago. But yeah, it was a great dude.
Okay, wow. Yeah. It's like when a girl gives a dude a fake number.
Yeah. So your number is 144-1444. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yo, I'm about to smash tonight.
Okay. Yo, could you repeat the number? No, you can't? Okay, cool.
I got it.
I'll just go with what you said. That's cool. Yo, you live in a pizza shop?
So, and not only did they announce Mehdi Bellucci as an assistant coach, but they made a signing.
Which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, you in particular, this is the Arsenal product.
Yeah, that's right. Arsenal prodigy, American born.
That's right. Gideon Zelalem.
Gideon.
It's Gideon. It's Gideon.
Is it?
Yeah, so we just saw him
pronounce his
name.
I thought he said Gideon. The cramp is taking it all out of me. Well, anyway, Mr. Zelalem. When he was one of those players. I saw him in a preseason games with Arsenal when they were doing the tour of like a whole Asian tour. And he was just banging balls, all through balls to Theo Walcott, who he made Theo Walcott look good.
My hero.
Yeah. And all of Everton can't do that. So I just remember the excitement. I looked him up, and all of a sudden I find out the kid's American.
Yeah.
Or sort of has the rights to play for America. Super exciting. Career, a couple of injuries, finds his way to MLS, goes to Sporting Kansas City. If you remember, there was like the videos of like the players purposely avoiding passing to him.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
I did see that. That was a couple months. There was like a couple games that, for whatever reason, Zlalem wasn't getting the ball when he was like
on
open.
Purpose. Yeah, it was purposely avoiding.
It seemed odd. I don't know.
Maybe it's a locker room thing, but he's getting another chance in MLS. He's coming out. He's fully signed with NYCFC. It's not a loan of any sort.
Yeah. So Peter Vermees like took a chance and it didn't work out, and we know how Vermees is, right? I think NYCFC is a better fit for this type of player.
Absolutely. He's very much someone who can control the ball. He's almost like a young Maxi Morales.
I won't go that far, but
the style of play,
I think he's not a person. He doesn't need to hold the ball, but as far as NYCFC playing in those triangles, they're quick on the ball.
Smaller field.
I think this might be a better fit for him to show a little bit of swag. Like Sporting Kansas City is
a little bit
practical team. Yeah. They're very good, but the system is just more like, hey, no funny business.
Hey, why are you getting fancy out there?
Okay, so I wish him the best. I think that this
I'm
is
excited
a
to see
better
him play.
Opportunity. Yeah, and again, I think with NYCFC, there's as long as he can like show a little bit of chemistry in that midfield, I think there's a lot of opportunities for him to play. Because in Sporting Kansas City, I watched a bunch of games last season, and he did not get off the bench. He did not make a lot of the starting line, the 18. But I wish him the best. I think there's a better opportunity.
Well, here. I remember when Carbasi Yun, who was the first American to play for Arsenal, he was the scout when they found him. They said that he did one of those rondos and he never got in the middle. He never got in the middle because he was so good at passing. So that's at the youth level. Imagine how much better he is now with all the development and training, all the different places. So hopefully he takes this opportunity and really shines.
I hope so.
Because it could be a springboard back to Europe, or maybe he just makes NYCFC look really good.
Imagine. All right. Holding a couple stickers in my hand.
These are new stickers, though.
These are new stickers. These are the Cooligan stickers from Fubo Sports, but we're going to be.
See him. I got my hand out. Jesus.
I mean, you've seen them before.
I know, but I also wanted to look at them. Yeah, these are dope. I have one on my laptop.
Okay.
But if you're a fan of ours, you haven't had a chance to get one of these until now.
Exactly. Well, we're going to be in...
Low price of $9.
We're going to be in Baltimore for the United Soccer Coaches Conference. And we're going to be at one of on Podcast Row in one of the booths there. So come and get one of these stickers. Come say hello to us and we'll give you a sticker.
You got to do something though. Like if you show up, you got to yell, "Yeah, baby," and we'll give you a sticker. How about that? And okay. That's only to annoy all the other podcasts on Podcast Row.
Yeah, say "Yeah, baby," and then also knock over the other podcast equipment,
just like
from the other shows.
You know what? Yell "Yeah, baby" into somebody else's microphone, and if you do,
because it'll become the new Baba Booey. That'll be the Cooligans thing,
or that guy in the news who says the thing I can't say.
Yeah, just go up to a microphone and say the thing I can't say. So yes, we're gonna be at the coaches conference doing a bunch of interviews and stuff like that. We had a great time. This is where we interviewed Ali Krieger
for the first time,
Jermaine Jones,
oh my god,
Kevin Payne,
right? Three amazingly positive
pillars of American soccer. It's a dope experience. If you're in Baltimore or near the area, come out to the United Soccer Coaches conference.
If you were an extra in The Wire, I'm going to give you a sticker. Just come by, bring a screen cap of you and The Wire.
Okay. Idris Elba, what a surprise. Did not expect to see you here.
Okay. I said extra, but it seems like you were a pretty significant part of this television show.
So, and not only are we going to be at the coaches conference, we're also going to be there for the ISC, the Independent Supporters Council conference. They're going to be there doing a lot of events, meetings for all the supporters in the country.
Right.
To
TIFO 101.
TIFO 101. That's the best way to describe what they do.
But it's cool. They share a lot of like best practices for being a supporters group and how to work with the front offices. It's an absolute wonderful thing, and they put all their own money into it. So they're going to be there at the same time. So we're going to double dip.
Exactly. Yes.
Just like our taxes.
And we're going to do stand up for them as well.
Which is a private event. We wish we could could invite you guys, but
yeah, but you can't. So it's gonna be dope. So make sure you come by the booth and get these stickers. That is the main thing.
Just,
so,
yeah, baby.
I've never been to Baltimore. Have you?
No.
Oh wait, I have been to Baltimore.
Yeah. Not memorable.
I did stand up in Timonium, Maryland. So it was like near Baltimore, but
like Magoobies is also near Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to Beemore. We're going to get crab cakes, son. Yeah, dude.
Okay. Now I just learned right now I'm going to get crab cakes. All right. Another show in the books.
Put it in the book. Find books and put it in there because we did it.
Okay.
One of us almost died during this one.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Who could it have been?
Okay.
It's a mystery.
It's a real mystery. How did he die? From a calf cramp.
But thank you for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel.
I like this NPR tone you all of a sudden
subscribe to the YouTube channel, because the full episodes of our show, of all the Fubo Sports Network shows
are hilarious
on there.
Yeah.
So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Fubo Sport, youtube.com/FuboSports. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. The Cooligans have one as well.
That's pretty dope. You could also subscribe to that. We do like a bunch of other weird stuff on there as well.
Choose your words. Get a teleprompter in here because he is too reckless with his words.
Oh, we do weird stuff. That's where we did like all of our travel videos and stuff usually go on there.
Exactly. So make sure you follow @SoccerCooligans on all social media.
And join Gully Squad. Why not? We do weird stuff in there.
Exactly. Make sure donate to Australia, donate to Puerto Rico. Our hearts are with everyone who's absolutely dealing with all that stuff. So again, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!